Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Disquiet on the opposition benches as the Minister for Civil Defence, John Carter, begins the week in the House by announcing another extension to the state of national emergency that was declared on February the 23rd, the day after the Christchurch earthquake.
I will continue monitoring progress in Christchurch and make further extensions as required.
Exercising the right of opposition parties to respond to ministerial statements, Labour's Charles Chevelle said the state of national emergency gave the government wide powers.
The government can order the evacuation of premises and places, entry onto premises, the closing of roads and public places, the removal of aircraft, vessels and vehicles, and the requisitioning of goods and services.
Mr. Chevelle asked the Minister to consider whether the government needed those powers in places outside of Christchurch.
Our heart goes out to the people of Canterbury and we continue to support them, but it is useful to be reminded that they are watching us in this place and they do expect us to look after their welfare in the round.
Mr. Chevelle's disquiet was echoed by ACT leader Rodney Hyde, who said the use of the emergency powers was causing some considerable discontent in Christchurch.
And indeed, a failure by us and by the civil emergency personnel to be explaining the use of the powers to the satisfaction of the peoples most directly affected by them.
Mr. Hyde's request for the Minister to respond fell on deaf ears, although the subject was quickly back under the spotlight in question time, which included this one for Finance Minister Bill English from his Labour shadow.
The Honourable David Cunliffe.
To the Minister, why is he using the February 22 earthquake as an excuse for proposing cuts to working for families when the Prime Minister said he was looking at cutting working for families less than a month before the earthquake?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, there's no doubt that the earthquake puts extra pressure on the need for government to control its expenditure. But as we have done in the last couple of budgets, we're taking a considered and consistent approach. We're taking measured decisions and the member will just have to wait, but there won't be anything too radical.
Bill English remained in the chamber after question time to take part in the annual debate on the government's finances and performance of government departments in the last financial year. This report from Rhys Lyon.
The debate was set down for 4 hours and had to be completed by March 31st. That meant the Marine and Coastal Area Bill had to be put to the side while MPs undertook the 2009-10 financial review debate. And first up for the opposition was Labour's finance spokesman David Cunliffe, who directed part of his attack at the Minister of Communications and IT.
In the last couple of weeks, we've had Stephen Joyce running around cutting cosy deals with the broadcasting industry in an election year. Shame, shame. I don't care whether he sold his shares or not. That ought to be a breach of the Electoral Finance Act. And then doing a cosy deal with Telecom to hand the telco and the broadband market back to them on a plate and beggar the rest of the industry. He may know where his bread is buttered, but it's on a different side of the loaf to ordinary Kiwis.
Meanwhile, National's Craig Foss blamed the budget deficit on the previous Labor government.
The $2.8 billion of extra spend year after year after year squeezed real jobs, real families, the real economy, Mr. Chairman, and actually it makes the job to rebalance the economy now so much harder.
Later, Mr. Foss's National Party colleague, David Bennett, took up National's attack on Labor.
This debate is shaping up into a classic debate between the Labor and National Party, and the Labor Party over there, without a plan, without their direction, and they're standing up, and they come to this House, and they try and use fear tactics on ordinary New Zealanders. That's what they do. They go out there and prey on the most vulnerable people in society, and they try and scare them, and say that we're here to help, and what does the Labor Party want to do to help? Ordinary New Zealanders, they want to tax them more.
And Greens co-leader Russell Norman criticised the government's approach to funding the Christchurch rebuild.
The government isn't being fiscally responsible. If you look at the options that the government has in terms of paying for the Christchurch rebuild, there are three basic options. You can cut spending, you can borrow more, or you can raise more revenue. What the government plans to do is borrow the money. This is, in fact, a borrow-and-hope government.
Greens co-leader Russell Norman speaking in the 2009-10 financial review debate.
That's a report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.